here, but one of the effects we see from the Homelands funding being cut is people being forced to make very difficult decisions about what's happening out in their country. And many of these decisions have very long-term, very real and very high-impact effects. So what we see out in the Central Desert around Alice Springs is communities now considering uranium mining, nuclear waste dumps, gold mines and other high-impact projects like that, purely in an opportunity to have resources and access to funding that they wouldn't normally get otherwise under this current policy. So while we see all of the money being systematically stripped away from the homelands, we see people chipping in their money for mining royalties to buy dialysis machines for their community because the government is refusing to provide dialysis machines and allow people to live on their traditional communities or where they want to live with their family on their homelands. So the choice is either travel hundreds and hundreds of kilometres many times a week to get dialysis or spend money for mining royalties where the country is being dug up and poisoned and people are really getting pittance in exchange for what the companies are actually earning from that to buy these dialysis machines. It is absolutely shameful. And I think of one community in particular where that's happened is Yuendumu, where for decades the mining company running the gold mine out there has promised to build a sealed road between Alice Springs and Yuendumu for people to travel in and out for dialysis, for shopping. And to this day, it still hasn't been completed. So it's situations like this, people making those decisions. Another one many of you know about is the nuclear waste dump in the Territory. There's a very small group of people saying yes and a very large, resilient and strong group of people saying no. And what they've been offered for that waste dump is $12 million for exactly roads, housing and education scholarships. In this day and age, I still find that absolutely unbelievable that they're offering this. Crumbs divided between hundreds of people over hundreds of years, $12 million is going to be nothing, yet it's all that people can get to have those essential services built. And the people saying that they want the waste dump have said that clearly on international television when they were interviewed by Al Jazeera. She said clearly, the main proponent, of course we want the money, we want to live on our homelands, it's that simple. And all the statistics show that people are happier and healthier on their homelands. If people want to live on their homelands where they were encouraged to live decades ago under those policies, then they should be supported to do so. They shouldn't be forced to come into town to access hospitals, to access water, to access education, and to access basic essential services. So all of the fights out there are particularly linked. People have a strong recognition and remembrance of the land rights struggles. There's still elders in town today who spearheaded the land rights marches through Alice Springs, where thousands and thousands of people marched in the streets in Alice Springs calling for land rights. And it's those same people today and their children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren who are seeing these rights systematically stripped away every day by people like Minister Jenny Macklin and her government, who at one stage said they supported land rights, who said they supported the rights of Aboriginal people for self-determination, for living on their homelands and for being brought up to the same standards of health expectancy by closing the gap. Well, people say you can't close the gap by opening a nuclear waste dump or a uranium mine or any of other of these projects. You certainly can't close the gap by continuing these punitive and paternalist policies like the intervention. We're heading up to the Territory on Friday to spend a month on the ground there talking to people again and coming back with more of these unfortunately sordid and shameful stories, because it's really important that people know what is happening in the Territory. I'd encourage everyone to come anytime you can. People are really willing to host you. Bring a tape recorder, bring a video camera, bring a pen and paper, sit down, listen to what people are saying and tell everybody you know. Because unfortunately, the media has its claws firmly around the ministry, around the government and around this story. So when you hear Jenny Macklin saying women love the intervention, don't believe it, because every other person I've met in the Territory says exactly the opposite. So I'm not exactly sure who Jenny Macklin's been talking to when she gets there. So I'd be very interested to meet these women, who are never named, by the way. Thank you.